Welcome to Pot of Thunder, the recognized symbol of excellence in rock and roll podcasting, brought to you by Blue Microphones. They look great, they sound even better, and if you're not using a Blue Microphone, go shit in your hat. Guess who it is today? You know me.
It's my buddy Andy.
That's right, it's your buddy Andy, America's little brother. Over there, there he is, smiling ear to ear, the happiest man in podcasting. Oh, that's him, that's Gnarly Nick.
Bam! The garlic dragon.
I doubt that Richard Patrick ever gave such a glowing review of Blue Microphones.
I'm sure he's never, not even close.
I can't imagine.
None of their endorsed.
Probably, he probably just showed up and, look, here I am using it.
Mm-hmm. None of their other endorsed talents are on this level.
No.
Of appreciation, at least. Of success, that's a different story.
They're getting their money back and then some at this point.
That's true.
Well, certainly not Richard Patrick. He's a renowned asshole in the industry, isn't he?
I could see that.
Seems like he might be.
Renowned asshole.
I don't know if he's renowned, but I guess
he's renowned possible. For being an asshole.
Yeah, you can be renowned for that. Speaking of renowned assholes, there's three of us here today. That's Gnarly Nick, the garlic dragon. He's the happiest man in podcasting. You know why?
Ecstatic.
Here's a fact that I don't know if anybody knows. I don't know if Chris even knows this fact, but here's a fact about Nick. Not once in his life, 40 years, has he ever gone on a diet.
True.
Never ever.
True.
Just one of the many reasons he's the happiest man in podcasting. We could share a new one every week.
Are you saying that someone would be unhappy going on a diet? Is this?
Yes.
Okay.
Generally, they are, yes. But why would you need to go on a diet if you looked like
that? I know, I'm just saying. It's just one of the many reasons.
It's a genetic miracle.
I will be sharing a new reason every week why Nick is the happiest man in podcasting. That's this week's.
Well, that's good. Something to look forward to.
Never been on a diet, never trimmed his balls.
Well, that was next week's. Now I have to skip ahead.
Oh, a very special episode.
Yeah, I mean, you're basically just going to go back and forth between those two, so there's not going to be any suspense, really.
No, that's all right. It's all you need to be happy, man. And there he is over there, folks. You know him. You want him. We got him. There he is.
I think we need a gunslinger. Somebody tough to tame this town. I think we need a gunslinger. There'll be justice all around.
It's a breakout star of the podcast medium. Put your hands together for Chris L.
Succumb to my power, my age, and my weight, all of which are considerable.
A dramatic pause this week.
I almost forgot the line.
It came off as intentional.
Yeah, it worked.
Even better.
Own up to the fact that I almost forgot my own tagline.
It happens to me at the
beginning. I almost reverted back to the original version in that order. That's still right. Works.
Yeah, you can go back and forth.
Maybe we need a device to cover it up. Like they say, Curly from the Three Stooges, when you do the whoop, 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 it was because he couldn't think of what he was supposed to say.
Oh, really?
Yeah, maybe we need some sort of go-to comic device to cover it up. Maybe we'll stumble upon something.
Okay, we could find something.
Because goodness knows, I'm usually the one who starts off on a statement and can't think of where he's going. So,
well, we could just do this.
I could use it. Speaking of trimming things down, I brought something, but I don't know if it's gonna be eaten by anybody.
Mm, interesting. Trimming things down. Okay. Well, I guess first of all, we should say what time it is.
Diet time again. Diet time again.
You're going off on the drums there at the end.
Yeah, a little double kick work there at the end. Channeling your inner Lee Kerslake.
Oh, yeah. We never did a tribute to him, huh?
Huh?
Maybe we'll get a belated one of these days.
He probably deserves it, but, you know, it's kind of the Eric Carr syndrome when you die in close proximity, if not the same day as other iconic artists, you tend to be forgotten.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Bad timing.
Terrible timing. The worst.
So what do we got over there, Nick?
We have some Italian sesame seed cookies.
Hmm, okay.
I guess they're typically for weddings, but what do I care?
Have you tried one?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
All right.
It's good.
Sesame seed cookie. Does that mean it's some kind of cookie with sesame seeds stuck to the outside, or are they throughout?
No, they're on the outside.
Okay, okay.
I toasted them a little bit first.
Ooh.
Go that extra mile.
Bring the
toasted
flavor.
Sesame seeds.
Nice.
It's the only way, really.
All right.
If you're not toasting your sesame seeds, then you might as well hang out with Richard Patrick and his his lesser quality blue microphones.
Yeah, you're a rube if you don't toast your sesame seeds.
Well, I guess that qualifies as a... Technically.
Why wouldn't it?
It does.
I just don't know if it's time for one.
Yeah.
Time for a big treat!
I think tomorrow's going to be time for a baked treat.
Starting about 10:30 in the morning, I can indulge in this baked treat. I assume these cookies have calories.
A couple.
Yeah, can't have them till 10:30 tomorrow.
But tomorrow they will be eaten.
Yes, I will take mine home and enjoy it.
We're on a delayed baked treat.
We don't want to lose the baked treat feature altogether just because Andy and I are a couple of fat asses who need to take things in the other direction. Andy, can you eat these at all, or how's that going with you?
Well, here's the thing that everybody wants to know. Tomorrow's my first cheat day on the
you're
diet.
Doing that. Okay.
Yep, 3 weeks in, I've got a cheat day. So we'll be indulging.
Is that per some sort of schedule that you determined, or something that you looked up, and that's what you're following, or what? Where? Why is the cheat day 3 weeks in?
I'm following a calendar.
Okay.
I get two. I shouldn't say cheat day. I get two cheat meals a week. So there you go.
Okay.
Tomorrow's my first one of this year.
Well,
really,
I'm honored that this will be part of your cheat meal.
It will be. I'm excited.
Better be good. I guess.
It's going to be good. You toasted the sesame seeds.
I did. Well,
don't Richard Patrick me.
Now, did you toast them in like a skillet type of apparatus, or how does that work?
It was actually on a skillet, yeah. On foil. I wrapped it, you know, laid them out in foil, and they were actually on a skillet. Happened to be cooking other things on the same skillet.
Look at that.
Two birds, one stone.
So do we get a little flavor in the sesame seeds of the other thing you were cooking?
I doubt it. I don't know. It was some leftover pizza on the skillet, so I don't think you want that.
Well, it is Italian, so you wouldn't really be able to tell. Everything tastes like pizza from those Italians.
That's a good slogan for a restaurant.
Everything tastes like pizza.
From those Italians.
A gelato place.
That doesn't
Everything
matter.
Tastes like pizza.
Same difference. All right. Well, it's Chris's turn this week.
It is.
To pick from the listener submission list.
This is the last week of January?
Is it
already?
Yeah, it's the 24th? 25th,
like
Wow. Yep, so that's it. That'll do it. You know what next month is?
I think I do.
You're going to find out next week. But you know.
That's why we need some extreme rock and roll on this episode.
All right.
Well, I'm not going to take any liberties there. I mean,
we had extreme rock and roll last week.
Well, that's true. Different kind, hopefully, this week. But yes, point taken, Nick.
All right. So, Chris, you should mosey your way on over here.
Right.
Nick's going to pull the lever.
I'm
over
not
there.
Doing anything.
All right. Well, then Chris is going to yank it.
I slaved over a skillet.
All right. Oh, he yanked it.
Stand by. Let's go over to the Bozo Pewter.
I've pulled a song. Chris's brow is furrowed.
Yeah, I have no idea on this one, so I'm bushwhacking.
Oh, wow. All
right, here we go. Move along
to the next trick. You've never heard of the art? Oh, pardon me. You've never heard of the artist?
Artist, song, wow, any of it.
Nothing.
Yeah. Some bullshit unsigned band by a friend or family member, or worse, the person who submitted it. So oh, no. It's not happening.
All right, well, one more crank.
We've got another one. It's been pulled.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think the first one counts either because it was a bogus band. So this might be a modified Chris Brown rule if you choose to go that route, or we can just keep going until we find something we like.
Yeah, I mean, this being the last week before February, I'm not stopping until I get one that's acceptable.
All right.
It's encouraging.
The first two were woefully short.
Now, you're familiar with the second one?
Unfortunately.
Oh, yes. Wow. That
could've... But I'm not in the mood for
okay.
that
for that type of episode.
Of evisceration.
I'm glad you're not. All right, here we go. There's
one song in particular that I hope for the quote-unquote evisceration.
Now, this one's been submitted twice, and both by esteemed potheads, individuals I
That's
recognize.
Usually a good sign.
Comments?
Any comments? Okay, I like that. That's intriguing.
The other one has nothing. The other submission has no comment.
Hmm.
Yeah, why not?
Oh.
It's not what I was envisioning, but I'm intrigued, so let's do it.
Now, the word intrigue being included leads me to believe that it's something you're, at least the song, something you're not terribly familiar with.
Well, everybody knows what the song and the artist are, except you at this point, yeah. Nick, so might as well just spill it, and then we can discuss
okay.
it. Pull out, bring Tooge out of his whatever coffin rock from under which he emerges to announce the song. And let's move ahead.
All right, here we go.
All right, Harold! This one's called
Do Not Disturb.
Off of
Vicious.
By the band
Hailstorm.
Ow! Oh!
Okay.
I'm familiar with the band, familiar with the front woman, Lizzie Hale, I guess.
Lizzie.
Yeah, no.
Put
no,
an eye in there. Yeah. I'm already mad.
She's doing the Weekend style of eliminating a vowel.
It bothers me every time I see it.
I've never known that.
She's at a handicap already on this episode.
It's just L-Z-Z-Y?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I can't say that I've ever knowingly heard a song by these individuals.
I think I've only heard one or two cover songs. I think they've got a decent amount of covers in their repertoire. Don't ask me why I know that, but I think I don't remember what the song was, but I've heard the band.
But what was the comment from, I believe it was Eric Lafart who submitted this one.
All right, so Eric said the lyrical content is money for the POT format.
Okay. So that was the tipping point.
And it's called Vicious.
That's the album, right? The song is
Do Not Disturb.
Correct. And the other submission was by Ahmed Qureshi, who we've seen pop up. So might be a couple new sticker guys.
Why wouldn't it be?
Well, the last couple we had were repeats, and I didn't bother sending them.
Oh, yeah, fuck that.
So.
Yeah, I mean, there's only so much effort we're going to put in for that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and just for the record, seeing that there's a connection in verbiage, the second pull was another Disturbed song.
Oh,
no way in hell I was going to do that.
Glad you said no.
It's not in the mood for that. And again, like I said, the first one, completely unknown, not happening. So I guess I adhered to the Chris Brown rule. I was not going to just settle for garbage on poll three. But again, the comment was the tipping point. Leave comments when you're submitting songs.
Well, unfortunately, the Chris Brown rule reared its head to pick a woman vocalist.
Oh my gosh, that's the first one we've ever had.
I think that's the first female lead we've ever experienced on...
In several years. Oh. There's never been one, right?
No, I
can't think of one.
Not at all.
How about that?
We've only gotten backup singers.
Hmm. And I, you know, I had a clip to play for this occasion and I never got it. Now I'm mad at myself.
Just put it in afterwards.
Okay, maybe I will. If I did, there it was.
A rare example of post-production work on this show.
Yeah.
So how many albums does this band have out?
Also, now I have to apologize for my clip
for
that
what
I
you
played.
Just did.
Yep. No. It was insensitive, inappropriate.
Now I feel partially responsible.
Not where my head should be at in 2021. Okay, now go ahead.
How many albums have these guys put out, and how long have they been around?
I know very little about them, but it looks like they have four albums. First one was 2009. This is from the most recent one, which is 2018.
All right.
So.
Okay.
This is one of those bands, I don't know anything about them, other than that they have a female lead singer, and that they're usually booked on all those big festivals that everyone else is booked on in Europe.
Yeah, like your Downloads and Wacken or Wacken, whatever it is.
Correct. And then the other part is anytime you look at Blabbermouth, pretty much any day you see something about Hailstorm.
They get a lot of virtual ink from them.
Yeah, and I do know that the front woman has her own signature Gibson Explorer. As a guitar nerd, I'm aware of that, but...
Okay.
Have no clue about these guys. I got to say that the whole active rock genre has essentially eluded me with very rare exceptions. First of all, there's really no place to listen to that on the radio. Not that I listen to much radio anymore, but I can't think of a station in town that... plays the active rock. Can you?
I can't really think of too many stations in town, period.
No,
to be honest with you.
I think the only way to hear it on any kind of radio would be on Sirius at
this point. I will say that, the employer of our friend Meltdown, WRAF in Detroit, plays a lot of the classic stuff and stuff we're familiar with, but they also do a lot of the modern stuff mixed in. So that's why I believe they're still one of the last stations standing from the way back when, because they've remained relevant with a younger audience. So.
Can I bring it almost full circle here for you?
Sure, why not?
Just
toast that Sesame scene.
Cruising.
Flip it over.
Cruising the Wikipedia. Speaking of flip it over, I was watching part of Uncle Buck earlier, that giant pancake with the... with the snow shovel. Brilliant comedy.
A movie I've never seen.
I saw it in the theater, I'm proud to say.
Wow. You surprise a lot of people. Being the John Candy fan I am, I've never seen it.
Well, we'll have to take care of that. But anyway, on Wikipedia, I just happened to see frontwoman Hale's vocals are featured in a cover of Close My Eyes Forever on an album... of David Draiman's new project device.
Christ. So this is what we're dealing with.
This is what we've got. This is the circle that they're running in.
Well, that doesn't
entirely
mean surprise me, because again, I think Disturbed falls under that active rock moniker, but unfortunately, I'm. Familiar with Disturbed, and I know they're crap, and I know that I hate them. I'm going to give Hailstorm the benefit of the doubt going into this thing. Mm. Plus, I'm intrigued and interested in hearing what the lyrical content is that inspired that comment from Eric Lafart.
I have a lyrical theme in my head, what I think it's going to be.
Okay.
It's not too hard to guess.
All right.
But we'll see.
Well, are you guys ready?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
So you said this is off their most recent release.
Yes.
And what year did that one come out?
2018.
Okay.
Yep.
So they're probably like most other bands are waiting to release new material until the pandemic is over and they can tour it and drum up some sales, hopefully, with live performances. But
I'm sure.
Yeah, this is a, you know, completely new territory for me, so why not?
Yeah, interesting pick.
Same here, have no idea, but I'm ready. After this commercial, after these words from this wonderful sponsor. Ah, yes. Who could forget them?
What was that 800 number at the end? The guy was talking too fast. Yeah, I tried writing it. Down. Tried writing it down with my Pot of Thunder pen.
1-800 those Italians.
1-800 everything tastes like pizza.
All right. Well, without any further ado.
Sing that song, you bitch.
Pretty cool groove.
Yeah, I don't mind it. Kind of down tempo. You know, I tend to even before I became a broken down old man that I am today, I tend to prefer slower tempos than like super fast tempos. So I don't know if this is an anomaly for these guys or if this is their wheelhouse, but so far so good. It's nice and punchy.
This song
is kind of tight, huh?
This song has the little star next to it, which means it's a single, I guess. So this must be exemplary of what they do. I don't know.
Well, you never know.
Who knows? But
I'm trying to think of just that rhythm for that riff. It's totally clicking with me that it's very similar to something else.
Mm.
I can't think of what it is, though.
I think we should make out. In a few hours, I'm getting on a plane. There's a pretty safe bet she'll never see me again. Yeah.
Some sleazy bass work going on there.
And what was? I think we should make out. Wasn't that the first line?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Okay. What was the rest of it though? For hours.
No, I think she said, I'm getting on a, plane. Sorry, I'm going to pull these lyrics up. She said, I think we should make out. In a few hours, I'm getting on a plane. There's a pretty safe bet. You'll never see me again. Yeah.
Reminds me of a Kiss song that Andy seems to be obsessed with.
Room service?
No, Say Yeah.
Oh, Say Yeah. Who knows where you'll be in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
I know we're here tonight. Oh, boy.
Well, this kind of gives you a definite immediate indication that the lyrical content is coming from the woman's perspective.
Yeah.
Because if it was from the man's perspective, it'd be like, let's fuck, give me a blowjob, I'm getting on a plane in a few hours, you know?
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Oh, boy.
Oh, all right. Well, Maybe that is the starting point, which usually it is in this sort of encounter.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm looking ahead, so
they're forcing a little genuine romance into this this tight schedule that she's got.
Couple hours,
yeah. Hey, again, from the woman's perspective, you know, not as crude and caveman like as coming from a man. You know, another band or artist that gets played a lot on the Mighty Riff in Detroit, Kid Rock, has this song So Hot, includes the lyric, I want to fuck you like I'm never going to see you again. That's from the male point of view.
Mm-hmm.
So far, this is from the woman's point of view, but based on Eric Lafarts, excuse me, almost pronounced yeah, it correctly initially, based on his comment and what Andy is obviously scanned ahead here, we might be in for something. So.
Mm-hmm.
I love your accent. I wonder what it'll sound like when you come. Let's see if blondes are...
Well, see you guys later.
That'll do it. Thank you for tuning in.
We had almost made it to 8 years.
Yeah, what a segue into February. This is a different take on the sort of mating ritual through music. Oh, but
does it say Lisa Lampanelli's a co-write on this? Just curious.
So, do accents tend to disappear when a man is vocal during the orgasm? I mean, is this, are they like British guys who just suddenly lose the accent inexplicably?
They become American cavemen in that moment.
Oh. Sound like suddenly they're from the Bronx or from Boston somewhere. You know, they lure you in with this sophisticated British accent, and then when they blast off, they turn into Lexington Steel or Bowser from Shauna.
One or the other.
Yeah. But that would be my question, is like, does she really expect the accent to sound different?
I think that she's wondering the same thing you are. Or is she wants to know.
But I'm wondering that only because she brought it up. Oh. It never would have occurred to me to think that if I like your accent, why would I wonder what it sounds like when you have an orgasm? I mean, it's just going to sound the same thing. You're just going to say different words at a different volume level. I mean, that's where I'm kind of getting locked up here. I don't know. To me, that sounds like a...
Well, if you're British, you probably sound like Noddy Holder at that point.
Yeah, you look like him, too. Eyes bugging out, you know, hair all wigged out like you just stuck your dick in an electrical socket, which maybe you did being with this woman. But
have either of you guys ever been told by anyone not from this area that you have some sort of accent?
Yeah.
I get told that all the time.
Do you really?
Nobody can pinpoint it, and I don't think I have an accent either. I know, I understand that I have a unique way of talking, but I don't think it's any sort of like a
regional?
Yeah. I don't think it's any sort of typical accent. I don't know where my vocal inflection comes from, but I've been told I have a uniqueness about it.
When I went to Germany, everybody I talked to, they seemed to have learned English from British people, or like that was the focus of their English learning. And I felt like such a farmer out there, like cutting, you know, the way what letters I pronounce and don't pronounce. Oh, versus the way they do, which British people cut letters out too.
British people cut out multiple syllables.
Yeah, let's not give them credit for speaking correctly either.
No.
But it's just different, and I felt kind of... I felt my accent there.
Yeah, it's different and therefore exotic.
Yeah, but that's true.
You know, but you were a bit of an anomaly, so you were probably... curiosity to these people.
Yeah, for many
possibly
reasons.
Inducing the same question in all the women around you in Germany that we just heard in the song. Of course, none of them decided to pursue it. They were just mildly curious, like, what does this dipshit sound like when he comes?
The lady at McDonald's said that while my order was getting made.
And then they're like, yeah, I don't really want to find out that bad.
She's getting your beer at McDonald's.
All right, let's continue, guys. What do you say?
Yeah, why not?
See if blondes open, it's more fun. I'm on the very top floor, room 1334. There's a king size bed, but we can do it on the floor. Turn your cell phone off, leave a sign on the door that says "Do not disturb."
This is a very new metal rap kind of a thing happening during the chorus.
And you know what, the sort of intentionally inserted sort of guttural vocal there. It's very, very Disturbed-esque, which is not pleasing me. But so what are these lyrics, Andy?
What she said was, let's see if blondes or brunettes have more fun. I'm on the very top floor, room 1334. There's a king-size bed, but we can do it on the floor. Turn your cell phone off.
Okay, that's a deal breaker. Right there. Yeah, I've got to check the sports scores. And, you know, my DraftKings account. Yeah, no, I'm going to have to draw the line at turning my cell phone off. I mean, what kind of who asks somebody to do that? It's outrageous. Well,
hopefully, this is a negotiation stage and not a requirement.
Yeah,
yeah. So, well, that's good. It's a king size bed. It's not the the Lucy and Ricky arrangement of two twins. Sometimes you have to settle for that when then the king suite is not available.
Yeah,
but.
What was the last? Oh, she said, leave a sign at the door that says, do not disturb.
Okay, that's easily done.
So
what happens in the throes of passion? You accidentally put the service needed in this room side out, and the cleaning person busts in when you're on the floor doing, you know, making weird accents as you explode onto Lizzie Hale.
Weird accents.
Yeah, I'm sure it's happened before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So if it's a double twin situation, I wonder if hotels have Andy and or Rich's number so they can take the beds apart and move them together.
We're very good at
that. As we've seen it happen.
Yeah.
Either that or you get really exotic and do a planking situation between the beds.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, sort of like the connector in the letter H, if you will.
Yeah, that would be pretty intense.
That would work. That would really test the extreme attitude of this protagonist in this song.
Hope there's an ice machine on
turn
that floor.
Turn your cell phone off. I don't know, man. I got to think about that one.
That almost sounds like a crime's going to be committed.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to get in the room and you don't know who's lurking in the corner.
Yeah. All right, let's continue.
And if I were you, I'd bring your girlfriend too. Two is better than one. Three is better than two. I'd leave a sign at the door. The whole night through says, do not disturb. Do not disturb.
Wait a minute.
Easy. Easy. Andy's having a tough time.
It's an unimportant detail. But what she said was, let me go back here to this whole part we just went over. If I were you, I'd bring your girlfriend too. Two is better than one. Three is better than two. Leave a sign on the door the whole night through that says do not disturb. So I was just thinking, she said we only have a couple hours because she's getting on a flight, but now it's the whole night, so what's going on?
Well, then she's going to leave, and you can just stay there with your girlfriend who you've brought into the mix.
Just consider it. You don't have to leave.
Well, so if you stay late, she's all right with getting
overcharged. Yeah, and after, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Well, and after she leaves, you empty the wet bar, punch up all the pornography, and just give her a nice surprise on her credit card
bill. Order all the crepes.
Yeah. And just, you know.
Lover's breakfast for the whole floor, the whole 13th floor. Yeah.
It's the Led Zeppelin, they would do. Rent out the whole floor. Crepes for everybody.
Just eat packages of cashews after cashews. You know, the nut sleeve that probably costs $10 if you make the mistake of partaking in it. Give her a nice little surprise on her credit card bill. Miss, do it on the floor. Let's have a threesome. I want to hear what you sound like when you come. You know, she's going to come crashing back to Earth after she sees that crack.
Enough of this bravado.
Yeah. It's like, I shouldn't have hooked up with these weirdos, much less left them in my hotel room after I had to go and get on a plane.
That's what happens when you think with whatever you're thinking with there, lady.
Yeah, well, see, there are consequences. Consequences.
Alright.
Let's take our clothes off.
Okay.
I wanna show you my hidden tattoo that nobody ever gets to see but you do.
Alright.
Okay, so I don't believe that for a second. Okay.
Any idiot with an accent has seen that tattoo.
Yeah, that's what, yes, exactly. You're talking to me that way. You're instigating this encounter. I ain't the first person who's ever seen that.
I wonder what the tattoo is.
Since the tattoo artist is either. Yeah. Anyway.
Is it hidden because it's regrettable?
That's true.
Is it one of those Bill Clinton tattoos that I saw pictures of in the 90s?
Hopefully it's not hidden by a fold of fat that she's let herself go. And, you know, when she got the tattoo, she was a young, tight-bodied thing, and now it's 20 years later, and it's hidden by her,
no one
decrepit
sees it.
Physique. Nobody wants to see it either.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I don't know. Yeah.
If that were the case, she would have said, hold on, give me a few minutes to locate it.
Yeah, let's take our clothes off. You know, that's a reasonable request. I'm still just shaking my head over it. Turn your cell phone off.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know.
Yeah. This is not
exactly it.
This isn't a movie theater.
I mean, yeah, and you never know when the inspiration to create a meme is going to strike. And you pull up your meme generator app, and you know the Franklin Gibbs close up. Suddenly, inspiration strikes. It's like, I can't have my cell phone off.
That's
come
true.
On.
That's true. Very good point.
At that point, I've been like, you know what? I got to go to the bathroom. I just fucking leave.
And her phone's going to ding because she follows you now?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, did you just post?
Yeah, I did. All right. So we got the hidden tattoo that only eyes for you, which is a lie.
Yes.
Was there anything after that?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Oh, baby, let me taste ya, shake ya, tie you up and break ya, cause I've been alone, left on my own for so long. Oh, damn, too long, too long, too long, I say come on.
I'm on the very top floor.
So I just... obviously we're fixating on the lyrical content, but I've heard her sing before, and got a great voice.
Yeah,
she's in the like Joan Jett kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Next, modern day kind of Joan Jett.
Yeah, voice. A little grit to it, you know.
Yeah,
a little aggression, but you know, it's just like. It's hard to believe that here in 2021 or back in 2018 when this was released, you know, it's still perceived as like edgy and taboo for a woman to be singing these sentiments. It's like, haven't we gotten beyond that yet? It's still a big deal? Because, I mean,
well,
any popularity that this song generated is rooted in the fact, no pun intended, that that a woman is delivering this sentiment. Really.
Yeah. Yeah. And
it's a curiosity. It's like taboo. Women are not supposed to. This is Lizzie Hale fronting a active rock quasi-metal band. Should we be surprised at this, that she has, you know, these feelings, desires, or puts these thoughts out in song? I don't see what the big surprise is.
I'm thinking it's following a trend that we've had in entertainment for several years, where it's like a weird sort of empowerment feeling that the performers are probably getting from putting that kind of thing out there.
Okay.
I'm assuming. I mean, that's it's what 2018, so it's
did
not
we,
that long
did
ago.
Did we miss any lyrics there?
I don't know. She just said the same thing over and over. It was
tie you up and break you. Wasn't that something in there?
She said, "Oh baby, let me taste ya, okay. Shake ya,
tie shake you- me."
You know, I don't want anyone.
You
shaking
had me, and then you lost me.
Yeah, that quick.
It's like taste me works. Shaking. What is that going to involve?
I don't want anybody who is that, shaking
unless it's
me.
Just are popping you, a quarter into the bed.
Are you literally going to get me in a bear hug and like treat me like a martini? I mean, what is that even? How is that going to work?
Maybe she has a foot spa.
Because she you might travel
foot
with
spa
one
thing.
Yeah, some kind of vibrating thing.
Wow. Yeah.
Tie you up and break you.
Okay.
Because I've been alone, left on my own for too long.
Yeah, clearly,
it's turned into an interrogation scene.
Exactly. Oh damn, too long. I said, come on now. Yeah. See, I don't have a problem with what's being said. Just to be clear, I'm not like, oh, because it's a woman saying this, it bothers me. It doesn't. I'm not super into the song.
It's just cliche. Yeah. Really. I mean, it's like, how can we ruffle some feathers and get some pique some interest, but not take it too far, you know? It ends up being in that middle ground where it's just not interesting.
To me, it's coming off a bit like when you're like in high school and you're at a friend's house and they're like a party or whatever.
What kind of parties were you going to?
Not
you didn't bring me
and
left me at home
and
for
they're
those.
And two girls from the party are kind of hugging on each other, but they're looking around the whole time to see who's watching.
Yeah,
it's kind of coming off like that.
It's a show.
Yeah,
you don't think it's sincere, is what you're telling me?
No, I it's not coming off that.
And it's also like kind of reminding me of a female version of like some of Nickelback's creepier songs, like Figured You Out or Animals, where he's, you know, again, they're trying to be sexy but come off as creepy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say this is necessarily creepy, but it's just kind of, it's not as sexy as I think she wanted it to be, at least from my perspective, but.
Yeah.
I'm also pretty jaded and whatnot, and anybody who's listened to my commentary can ascertain, I take things a little too literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she ends like, up.
How are you going to shake me?
Okay. If she ends up robbing the guy at the end, then okay. Yeah. Then it comes across the right way.
Well, yeah, that'd be something else. Yeah, but just listening, at this stage of my life, I want no part of any encounter like this.
No. It's not a situation, first of all, that we would find ourselves probably.
That too.
But, you know.
We don't have accents. That's strike one.
We're in the wrong. If we go somewhere, we do.
Yeah, it depends on where you're at.
It's the other people have the accent no matter where I go.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I would have been out the door at the cell phone comment. But even if I'd stuck it out, been like, you know what, I guess I could shut off my cell phone. Something interesting might happen here. The shaking and breaking would be,
right.
Okay, I'm going to step back a minute first of all, you're going to have to explain how you're going to shake me.
This chick's a weirdo at this point.
Yeah.
Could you show me on someone else first what you're talking about?
Can I turn my cell phone back on and pull up a YouTube video of an example of how you plan to shake a 250-pound man? Yeah, so I don't know,
and have it not be funny when it happens,
right. Or funny in a not funny way. I don't know. It's just confusing to me. And again, that's my issue, taking things too literally. But I'm just, these are the questions that spring to my mind when I hear this type of dirty talk.
Yeah,
and is there anything more contrived and just misses the mark every time they do it than dirty talk during this sort of thing by either men or women. It's like when you bust it out, it's just, it never comes
off as that.
What are
you doing?
It is,
what are you doing?
It never achieves the desired result. At some point in the encounter, one person or the other would be like, what the fuck did you just say? Oh my God. Like, I'm not going to survive this, you know?
It's like, we need to talk.
Right. It's like you take chances that you shouldn't take. And
we need to go sit down at the kitchen table and talk this out right now.
Yeah, that's when the safe word comes out. Everything comes to a screeching halt.
Start yelling Galapagos tortoise.
Yeah.
Time out.
The clothes come back on. The individuals are untied. Yeah. The shaking stops. All of that stuff.
The TV comes on.
Yeah, exactly.
Scanning channels.
All right, let's keep going. There's a king size bed. Make them do it on the floor. Turn your cell phone
off. Leave a sign on the door that says do not disturb. I hate that doubling vocal where it's like they
high.
Yeah, it's like a Pink tactic or a Kelly Clarkson tactic.
Yeah.
It's, you know. Yeah, let's harmonize cell phone off in the background.
It might be coming.
And we'll king see. Size bed. It's just, I don't know. That and it's more of a production thing. Obviously, the vocalist has to execute it, but it's just like, you know, like Pink songs, all of her songs have that. She just doubles the chorus in a higher harmony and just riffing on two or three words. It's just annoying. It's like the vocal equivalent of the Zakk Wylde pinch harmonic. It's just they can't not do it. They can't leave it out.
Yeah,
and
it's like a full octave. It sounds like to me. It sounds like it's also a doubled vocal, just a full octave.
And it also seems to be unique or reserved for female vocalists. Like, why does every female vocalist have to do that?
I don't know. It's impressive. Like, it sounds like it's difficult to do, but I don't care.
Well, sure. She's a great singer and you know, showing off her range, but you know, cell phone off. Let's let's riff on that phrase. It's just, I don't know. It's kind of weak production tactic that, again, seems to be, you know, if you're a female vocalist, you kind of have to do that to get across nowadays, which is kind of stupid. But yeah, that was not to my liking. Now, do we have any idea if Lizzie Hale is the lead guitarist as well in this band? Or
that I don't know, but I could try.
I thought that was a pretty cool solo. Yeah. Kind of nice to hear a solo like that in a relatively, well, not, I mean, it's only 2-3 years old at this point, in a modern rock song.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear that too often. I thought it was pretty good. I liked it.
Yeah, so it's from what I'm seeing, it's, well, her and some other guy might have done that, but
could a little call and response action.
Her or some guy named Joe.
Joe is the lead guitar player, but I don't know.
Oh, yeah. No, never mind. I see that now. Totally Joe. Good job, Joe.
Joe's killing it. Oh, yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
That was such a typical Joe solo. Know it anywhere.
Yeah. Mixed well up front in your face.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Now we get back into
the last 90 seconds.
This horrifying situation we found ourselves in. Wasn't that Jericho's room number that one time? 1534?
I think it was.
Uh-oh.
Now everything's making sense now.
Remember how nice that room was that last time we hung out?
Down by the UIC Pavilion or what?
No, it was the new place, the DePaul place.
That's right. Yeah.
What was that? Wintrust Arena.
But the South Loop there.
Yeah. Right? That was a nice room.
Sure was.
And if I were you, I'd bring a girlfriend too. Two is better than one, three is better than two. Leave a sign on the door the whole night through that says, do not disturb, do not disturb.
There it is, guys.
All right.
Now it's glory.
Yeah. I mean, they really, really beat that chorus into the ground, and they beat it to the floor, if you will. Knocked it off the Kingside's bed and onto the ghastly carpet in that hotel room. Don't shine a black light on anything in that room after this encounter.
Mm-mm. All right, guys. Who wants to vote first? Kick in the crotch or sweet surrender?
How about you vote first?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? I never vote first.
You never go first.
I do.
Never.
All right.
Ever. True. That's a lie.
Well, guys, I think you know where this is going coming from me. This is a do some yoga beforehand, do some practice kicking, and kick this as far as I can, right in the crotch.
It's a humiliating kick in the crotch!
Again, to be clear, I don't have a problem with what's being said just before that accusation comes out, because I feel like that's the defense of knocking something like this. That's not the issue.
What's the defense?
Like, oh, well, just you guys like it when Paul Stanley says stuff like that. Well, it's a shitty song.
Paul Stanley's way less threatening when he says it.
Right, but you know what I mean. That's not the reason. The reason is because there's just something about the Chris used the term active rock. I can't get into any of it. There's a cutoff for me. I don't know. And maybe just stylistically, that whole genre doesn't do it for me. Again, this goes back to the Disturbed episode, not to sound like a broken record, but I think it's just when that music started to emerge, I was at a certain point in my life where I took the music I liked too seriously and the music I didn't like too seriously, and I've never gotten over that, so I still hate it. So, and again, another point that Chris always makes, every song pretty much we've ever talked about is pop in a way, but this is produced as like top 40 pop but with a grittier woman's voice. I just don't like the song. I don't like the way the hooks of it are. Like Nick said, it sounds like a poppy rap metal chorus. I don't know. It's not for me. I don't like it. Kick in the crotch. Boo. Great voice. Good drummer.
Yeah.
Joe's killing it on the guitar. Great bass playing, too.
Yeah.
Bass, I just don't like it at all.
Bass was the highlight.
Yeah.
If you ask me.
Yeah. Not for me.
I'll go next.
Okay. You may.
I'll give it a kick as
well. That's surprising.
It's a humiliating kick in the crotch.
Musicianship wise, no complaints. You know, everybody sounded good on
Agreed.
This.
Agreed.
It does come off like a kind of where the hook should be, and I guess it's sort of there, but the whole chorus, it comes off like a lazy new metal, yet at the same time, that dreaded blend that's been popular for about a decade or so, the rap country rock kind of a vibe. Kind of has that too, even though musically it does. It's
you can
heavier.
See some kind of line dancing happening. To this.
I mean, you if you bust out that chorus lyrically at a country show,
They're going to lose their shit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how many beers are going to be held up in the air during that part, singing along with it? It's, yeah, it would get the place in a frenzy.
Yeah.
But it doesn't do it for me.
Look at the way she's dancing.
Look at that. I actually thought about that story earlier today.
How could you not think about that story?
Ridiculous situation.
An outburst of idiocy and mixed company.
What an absolutely inappropriate, in a couple of different ways, absolutely inappropriate.
But not anyway. Unlike what that guy said to me next at Kilroy's about the bartender.
Yeah,
we won't get into all that.
Just shocking.
Yeah, it's just, who says that sort of thing when you don't know who you're talking
yeah,
to?
Yeah, right.
It's like when you get in a cab, not that anybody gets in cabs anymore, but, you know, Uber driver or whatever. And they immediately go into some racist diatribe. It's like, you don't. I could be married to a woman of color. I could be the offspring of someone of color. You don't know me. How do you just come out with that stuff?
It's like, all right, I want to get a good tip from this guy. I think I'm going to go for it. Yeah. I'm reading this guy.
I'm either getting nothing or I'm getting a huge $100.
I'll be flabbergasted if this guy isn't a racist, too.
Yeah.
To button up, which I would immediately do hearing this kind of talk from this woman, to button up my segment here, just in subject matter, it's like, all right, I get it. Maybe it's edgy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It when a guy does this, it's always sleazy in a song. Mm-hmm. When a girl does it, you don't expect it to be sleazy unless it's like Wendy O. Williams or something.
Well,
but this comes off as sleazy as the sleaziest guy who ever sang a song like
which
this.
Which they're in, you arrive at some level of equality then, which I think maybe is what she was going for.
Could be.
But it's still, you know, a song like this or Figured You Out or Animals by Nickelback, you go through the lyrics and it's basically designed to whip people up into a frenzy who are, you know, sort of milquetoast suburbanites who want to, like, feel like they're living life on the edge, but they would never engage in this type of behavior. And if the behavior started in their presence, they would turn their cell phone back on and call cops immediately or just bolt out of the room because, you know, they wouldn't want to do that in real life. I'm kicking in the crotch, by the way. I'm voting now.
Okay.
It's a humiliating kick in the crotch!
But, you know, it's just like, there's a bed here, but if we do it on the floor instead, it's going to be that much more exciting and against the grain, you know. And maybe if I tie you up for a portion of this session, it's going to be real, especially memorable or whatever.
You might get some corn chip remnants on your back or something. That's what you want.
Embedded Frito in your ass crack.
That's what we want.
Yeah, but, you know, it's like, you know, the verbalization of what you're going to sound like when you have an orgasm and stuff. And it's just like all this like 50 Shades of Grey shit that, like, you know, when that movie came out, again, all these white bread suburbanite women with Karen haircuts were all, you know, feeling empowered and on top of the world. But, you know, if anybody ever initiated that in their own life, they would be completely horrified and would not continue on with it. So, you know, in some respect, you know, it's healthy to have those fantasies, but this is not playing out in real life for anybody involved. So, again, my own cynicism is just probably killing my enjoyment of it, but it just seems like too, again, cliche, you know. It's like she she shouldn't have to resort to this to get attention. I mean, she can clearly sing. The band can clearly play. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that all of their material isn't like this, but, you know, I'm sure when they brought this to the band, they were just like, oh, man, this is really going to get us some attention
here. I could see if you were a producer in the current climate, musically and pop culturally, this is probably hitting the bullseye for what you're looking for to put out there. It's something that it's direct, because nuance really isn't appreciated, I don't think, these days. There's no nuance here. There's nothing suggestive. It's explicit, and that's what it's either what people actually want, or it's just what is being put out there predominantly. Yeah, I mean,
gone are the lyrics of the Bon Scott style of "she wanted it hard, she wanted it fast, she liked it done medium rare." I mean, that you don't get that kind of winking double entendre and nuance. Turn your cell phone off, and I'm going to shake you and tie you up and break you. And,
I mean, this is verging on the Ice-T school of lyric writing.
That's a good comparison. Yeah.
They probably performed together at some very of those likely festivals.
Hailstorm and Body
Count. They let him do the last verse. Just wing it, T. Can only imagine where it went.
A mashup between this and Talk Shit, Get Shot. It would be interesting.
That would work. All right.
And her harmonies vocals would be, "Talk shit, get shot." Adding that little...
Well, and you know what? That the beginning, we had that little funny sound clip. Reminds me of the... was it before the solo of the Body Count song that we we covered? What was the quote?
Who the fuck is that bitch?
Yeah, that's...
And then the solo starts.
Yeah.
Bitch in the Pit, which was one of the first...
There's that similar...
Season 2 episodes.
Very similar.
Yeah. All right, well, let's rubber stamp it. Yeah. Three kicks.
That's just the fucking way it is.
Hi, guys, this is Paul Anka, and you're listening to one of my favorite hangout places, Pod of Thunder. Stay tuned and don't miss it daily. They got it down and they do it my way. Anka, checking out.
I think he's right.
Yeah, listen to him. Don't miss it daily. Mm-hmm. Listen to old episodes if you have to.
Yeah.
But listen to it every day.
Every day. There's 390, whatever, 7, 8. This is 98.
See, Anka would never resort to this type of lyrical delivery. Mm-hmm. He's got a little more depth to him. Mm-hmm. And apologies to Lizzie Hale and Hailstorm, not that they give a rat's ass what our opinion is, but, you know, like we said, it was, the music was great. There's a guitar solo in there that harkens back to the great guitar solos of the past. It was punchy. It was not a wall of noise like a fucking Disturbed song is.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, it was good. It's just, I don't know, that whole
it was drawing
lyrical
on,
thing, it's like...
Yeah. It was, you know, drawing on other things that are not as...
Harkening back to Alanis Morissette, You Ought to Know. It's like the whole... Everybody's like, oh my God, did she just say she's going to go down on the Full House guy in a movie theater? And it's like, that line right there was the linchpin for her entire career. And she did a bunch of other songs that, you know... Had a little more substance to him, but, you know, she went for the throat with that lyric and
well said,
yeah, and just
led with the throat,
yeah, and just the whole I want to hear what your accent sounds like when you come reminded me of that, and it's just like it's the kind of line. Yes, it's going to get you attention, and you're going to make you sound like edgy and empowered, but at this point, it's kind of cliche.
Mm-hmm. And when Nick mentioned that it sounded like a modern country thing, that kind of ruined the whole thing for me. Anything that I did like about it, any positive takeaways, kind of went out the window when Nick said that.
Well, I mean, it might as well be Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy.
There you go. That's what I thought of when you said it. And then I pictured, like, 15 years ago, being at bars where people would get on the bar and do that, like, yeah, like you're climbing
coyote ugly.
Yeah, like you're swinging a lasso around thing. It's like, oh, get me out of here.
Oh, this song is tailor made for that.
Yeah. So that ruined it.
Sorry. My erection is over.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's all over.
Yeah. All right. Well, guess what time it is? It's time for a commercial.
Oh, good.
All right. I love that one. That's one of my favorites. I don't miss that daily.
And that place is one of my favorite hangout spots.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the place where they swing imaginary lassos. I when you started doing that move, I could just picture a whole room full of people doing that. I was like, I need to get the hell out of here now. I mean, I would never end up in that situation ever of my own accord.
No.
Or even accidentally, but if I did, I'd get the fuck out of
there. Oh, I did on accident. That happened to me. There's a place over here not far away. It was called Jack Rabbit. It was on 41 in Highland. It's across the street from Minor Dunn. It's closed now. It was Bugsy's.
Bugsy's, I remember, yeah.
So it used to be Bugsy's, and they always had like...
Live reggae,
and they had Ronnie Baker Brooks, all like weekly blues, live blues.
Yeah, I never went into that place.
It was fine when it was Bugsy's. Then they sold it, and it became Jack Rabbit's. And they were trying real hard to do the coyote ugly thing with the... girls dressed as cowgirls doing that,
which is not a bad look.
It's not a bad look, but
right. But once the actual activity starts, it's like, okay, I can't take any more of this.
Being in the company of all those people who are hooting and hollering during those songs and lassoing and whatever else they're doing. It's like, let's leave.
One other move they do is like this thing. Like they're, you know, riding the horse and swinging their hand back and forth. It's just like, okay, get me out of here.
Yeah.
Wow. Can't do it.
This makes me realize just how blissfully ignorant I go through life.
Oh, yeah. I'm...
Small smiles over there.
Couldn't be happier to be oblivious to that activity. And as it should be, what do I always say? Do people who are swinging imaginary lassos want some 54-year-old asshole in there? The answer is no.
No, but at the time, you barely would have been 40 that I'm talking about. So
even
I mean, that's still too much.
Yeah. Even then, they don't want you there. So maybe they want you there because they assume you're older and you have money and you'll buy them a round of shots. But other than that, you're fucking worthless to them.
I'm so glad that I have absolutely nothing to do with bar culture.
I was thinking the same thing. It's like, you know, the pandemic sucks for like people who are young enough to engage in nightlife, and that's been taken away. And I get how that probably sucks for them, but I'm not affected negatively in that way whatsoever.
No,
it's like me neither. I'm in bed by fucking 9 o'clock, and I'm happy about it.
All right. Well, guess what time it is, guys?
Oh, get yards of questions,
motherfucker! I give them.
Send away.
Yes, chief.
We should do a double feature, any given Sunday, Uncle Buck. That would be quite a quite a dual threat.
I wouldn't mind watching Uncle Buck again, because I don't even know if I can't imagine I was actually in adulthood the last time I saw the whole thing.
Yeah.
There's probably a lot that I...
You've seen it, Andy?
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it recently, too. Recently being like the last 5 years.
I'm
going to
put it on when I get home, actually.
There you go.
I've never seen it.
Laurie Metcalf, still terrifying. Kind of like the woman being portrayed in the song.
Maybe
the way she's
her.
Coming on to Buck.
Maybe she was the inspiration for Do Not Disturb.
Terrifying.
All right. What do we got here? We got some good ones.
I feel... feel a mashup coming on, actually, now that I think of it.
Uncle Buck,
when they're doing the, they're doing the twist or whatever they're doing in the living room.
Uh-oh.
The official music video for...
Nick's being inspired to fire up the YouTube channel.
Possibly.
It's been a while. Hey, I don't blame him. The man created magic and nobody consumed it. At some point, you're going to get frustrated. He's not Lips from Anvil. He's not just going to keep plowing ahead when nobody's paying no attention whatsoever to anything he's doing.
Right.
You know, Nick has a, has self-pride and standards, but, you know... I'm sensing some inspiration.
It might not be a long video, but I think it might be a video.
The shorter, the better.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's going to look, but...
Well,
I can picture it right now.
Hey. This is how the magic happens, I'm telling you. I'm already excited for it. See, some good came of this episode.
Yeah, see?
Well, yeah.
You never know what's going to happen with whatever song we end up with. All right, this week's Yard of Questions comes to us from Jerry Kern. What's going on, Jerry?
Hey, Jerry.
Oh, he lives in China, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Damn. Jerome Kern.
He's got to be our only person listening in China.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've never heard. I mean, hey, there could be people who don't write to us, but I've never heard from anyone else. All right, question one from Jerry. What album title best describes your life? Oh, that could be literally, or that could be comedically.
That's a great question, actually. I'm running through some album titles right now.
So many. Let's see. Anything, Nick?
Not yet. That's why it's a great question. It's a fun question. I'm looking for just that right one.
Yeah.
Probably one of those Volbeat titles.
That's a tough one. It's tough, but I
like it. It's
well, maybe we'll come back to it.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, let's do that. Question two: what song hits you with a wave of nostalgia every time you hear it?
Well, I'll answer that. A friend of mine, the guy who lived next door to me in the dorm when I was a sophomore and he was a freshman, came passing through town this week, and we went out to Around the Clock and had breakfast. And so we used to put together these mixtapes and play at our dorm floor parties and whatnot. And Since You're Gone by The Cars was on one of them. And I always get nostalgic for the times when this lyric came up. Me and this guy would throw our arm, one arm around each other's shoulders and scream it at the top of our lungs in unison with Rick Ocasek. I took the big vacation. I have no idea why we latched on to that lyric, but whenever that song comes on, I transported back to college, and then when that lyric comes out, I can't resist just belting it out loud. It doesn't matter where I am. So
that's a good one.
Well, I can answer question number one and question number two with the same answer.
Interesting.
Okay. With a self-titled track off of the Mr. Boombastic album.
There you go. That's
good. And it legitimately does. There's a wave of nostalgia, primarily because I was into that album pretty heavily when my wife and I started dating years and years and years. And
who did that album?
And like the Shaggy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all that right. was that. Not just that song, but that whole album was my jam for a while there. I have to go back and listen to it.
Yeah, now I'm thinking about it, too.
I'm sure I've got it somewhere.
That might be February.
Oh man.
Some Shaggy. That'd be nice. That could work.
Hey, throw that in the mix.
My goodness.
Yeah, I'm still not arriving on an answer to question one, but I don't think I'm going to top Nick's. That's a good one.
All right, let's go to question three, and then Chris can come back to his first answer. Question three, when was the last time you immediately regretted something you said?
What time is it right now?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Dude, I do that all the time. Truth be told, I do it all the time. And I walk away from interactions saying to myself, why did I say that?
And you can, you know, you're saying it mid sentence, but you're just like, I can't stop mid sentence. I've got to let this all out and then own it. But
yeah,
at least in my case, the I know as it's coming out that it's going to be a disaster, and I just can't just cut it off mid-sentence.
I usually know that said, while I'm listening to the other person getting my statement prepared. it's gonna fall on the floor and lie there.
Yeah, and like Nick, I do it all the time, but again, I'm blanking on a good example. I mean
I get confused looks from people quite a bit. We have to give an example.
No,
huh?
You don't have to.
Yeah, these are tough questions. It's like there's so many choices, but I can't land on one that really hits the target.
These are really, really great questions too, by the way. I know I keep saying that, but it's true. Yeah. These are fun.
I mean, it had to have been something stupid I said to my wife. I mean, I do that on a daily basis, sometimes an hourly basis. I just can't think of anything right now. Oh, man.
Usually my wife she'll usually laugh. Not all the time. Sometimes it's so stupid.
You say something stupid?
Oh, yeah. I try to be funny.
Oh, okay.
And it doesn't, it doesn't land, as they say.
That's not really regrettable, then.
No, that's not really.
Laughing at a bad joke is not.
In that situation, it's only regrettable if it's heated and serious. But usually for me, it's when I'm trying to say something that I think is going to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could tell the other person's just absolutely outraged that I even would have the audacity to say what I just said.
Like in one of your family chat rooms that you at any holiday gathering.
I get nothing anymore. I think I'm blocked by everybody.
They started a new one. Everybody but Nick.
I wouldn't doubt it. I just get ignored at this point.
That's funny.
Yeah,
I can't think of any that I'd like to share.
Well, that's
another wrinkle to it.
That's what
I have
I was
one
thinking.
In mind, but I'd rather not share it.
That's what well, you could just say, when was it? That was the question.
Before Christmas.
Okay. There you go.
And I didn't regret it, actually, so forget it.
Okay, well, never mind.
But a normal person would have regretted it immediately. They would have been ashamed when they conceived the idea, and it wouldn't have gone any further. I'll just say it had something to do with It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh boy, I could go a lot of directions, but
okay. I thought of one. It was actually in a semi work situation.
Yeah.
So it was in the immediate or recent wake of the George Floyd thing, the Black Lives Matter,
mm-hmm.
And our co-workers, she doesn't work at the company anymore, but she was a
a minority, and she organized these sort of after-work-hours Zoom meetings to discuss, like, racial issues and stuff. And mm-hmm. a lot of people participated, you know, including me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were bantering about, and I was talking about, I can't remember.
You started talking about Lexington Steel?
Well, no, not that bad, but in the course of what I was talking
He's
about,
got tooth marks in his health.
Well, but in the course of what I was saying, I used the term shucking and jiving, and mm-hmm. not to illustrate that it's rooted in racism, because I didn't really put two and two together until, as I was saying it, as the word shucking was coming out of my mouth, I was like, oh my God, that's got to be rooted in racism. And sure enough, right after I said it, I Googled it, and I can't remember exactly what it is, but it has to do with, like, slavery and, like,
yeah.
you know, shucking corn well, and getting out of further work or something like that. But
yeah, but that I. That wasn't intentional.
It wasn't intentional, but basically, I'm bringing that up to illustrate that as it was coming out of my mouth, I was like, I don't think I should have said that or should be saying it. And sure enough, I was right. I think the other examples are just, they're not coming to me, but trust me, there's about five of them a week, at least.
So. All right, what about that album? Got one? Or?
The only one I'm coming up with is Welcome to My Nightmare.
That's good.
Like,
that
why works. Would I'm still baffled that anybody associates with me on any level or in any capacity. Because if anybody knew what a complete hot mess I am on the inside, they would stay very far away from me. But astonishingly, I've maintained a pretty large social circle and a fair amount of friends, despite my best efforts to drive everyone away out of my life. So I would say that one is probably the most accurate at this moment.
Andy, do you have any?
A regret thing? Jeez. Not really. I'm trying to think of something. I'm pretty good at not doing what Chris said he did. I've been very fortunate with not slipping in the wrong company with things that I shouldn't say, if that makes sense.
I have, now that you mention that.
Yeah.
It's one I've told on the podcast before, but it's been a while, so I could bring it up, I guess. Because mm-hmm. I think it's funny. I think what the one guy said to me was pretty funny, because he was totally putting me on the spot after I said it. But it was at a neighbor's house, and him and a couple of his buddies were out, and I was out there with them. And the one guy was a... I don't know exactly, but he was a man of Asian descent.
Okay.
Maybe not even descent. I think he's from somewhere in Asia directly. First generation. And he's there, and this other guy, just a guy from around here, mm-hmm. Caucasian guy from around here, and the three of us are talking, and the Caucasian guy is saying what he does for a living. He's like, I'm a salesman. He's like, I pretty much sell everything. Like, I'm like, so you're like the Oriental Trading Company, right? Because there's that magazine that sells a ton of different things. And the guy looks at me, and then he looks at the Asian guy. He goes, he's standing right here.
Wow. He made it worse.
He made it funny, though, actually. Yeah. We were laughing, but I still felt the need to, no, here's what I was saying, and which I probably didn't need to do.
Yeah.
Just that made it worse, but...
Yeah. Funny. Yeah, I got nothing. I don't know. I've said stupid things, but things I regret, not really. If I can think of anything, it would be like back in our band days, just in like the the early 20s, drink too much and act too stupid, and probably say things to people that you thought were funny but were just not nice and bordering on being a jerk, you know?
I have a couple like
fun
that,
of people yeah. directly when and taking it too far of making fun of your friends. That's probably what it would be, if anything.
Yeah, that's a territory that there are some groups of friends that never goes away.
Yeah.
It's all about brutality.
Yeah.
No matter how old they are.
Yeah.
But I really don't have anybody that... that's how we regard each other at this point. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that was more of like a high school thing. You just trying to be funny.
Yeah. I mean, ideally, you grow out of these types of things.
Yeah.
Not everybody does.
No, but yeah. That's it for me.
Good questions, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, those were, again, there are so many examples for answering question three, I just couldn't come up with any.
Yeah.
Good stuff, Jerry.
Thank you,
Jerry. Coming from China. Mm-hmm. Oriental Trading Company outpost out there, for sure. Good place for it.
Good place for it.
All right. Well, if you want to submit your Yardo questions, go to Potos.
And there's another example. Something stupid I just said that I shouldn't have said. And halfway through I knew it was stupid.
Don't worry, I'll be asking Andy to edit several things out of this episode.
Nothing's going.
There's
going
to be a lot of post-production on this
episode. I should probably edit out that clip I played before the song started. But I didn't say it, but maybe I regret that already.
And we don't even know what it is, so there you go.
No, it was the thing I played before the song.
I thought that was part of the song. I honest to goodness thought that was a clip before the song started.
No, you didn't.
I honest to goodness thought that.
I pressed the button.
That was my clip. You are so smooth with your on the fly production.
Oh, that was me.
And I'm not kidding. I thought that was part of, I thought that was like a tongue in cheek thing at the beginning of the song.
It would have worked.
It fooled me.
Nope.
I had no idea.
That's why I sent that picture to you on
Facebook. That. I should have put it
that's
together.
That's what track it was from.
Should I read the name of that track?
You shouldn't. We should get off before you say the first word of that track.
Next week begins February, and it's Andy's pick.
Yeah,
ooh,
that's
exciting. Something to look forward
what
to.
What could be better?
I'm excited. I think I got it. I think I know where I'm going.
I have no idea where I'm going.
Didn't last year either.
That's true.
The Dreezy Brothers.
Someone
came out
hurry
of nowhere.
Up and send us a KTEL record.
Yeah.
I need an idea.
Yeah. We hope you'll tune in for the next 4 weeks. If you avoid February at your own peril.
Yeah.
If you thought the Hailstorm song was sexy, you don't know sexy.
Yeah,
you will learn about sexy if you tune into the next 4 episodes.
Yeah, you're going to get a month's worth.
Yeah.
You'll be rest assured.
Yeah. All right. And if you want to add any songs to the listener submission list, who knows? Maybe we'll browse it for February. I don't know.
Yeah,
who knows?
Why not?
But if you want to add something, go ahead. PotOfThunder.com. Make it happen. For all of your Pot of Thunder needs, we got it all on PotOfThunder.com. And we will be back next week. Bye-bye.
When podcast was the game, yeah, yeah.